Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. No doubt somebody listening on tape delay out of the 210 just texted in, then shut the bleep up, Mike. That's the text of the day right there. Here's Brian Broaddus with Crusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Hey, before we get started today, I know we always talk about our kids and stuff like that and how proud we are of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention my son here real quick, if I can, how proud I am of him. And the reason being, he did something that I didn't know that he was going to do. And he was prepping for it and took his first day of spring break to give part of his platelets to a lady in Phoenix, Arizona, who has cancer. And I didn't know that he was going to do this. It was a long procedure that he had to get ready for it. And when he was in Austin at school, he was taking shots and, you know, having to go through different phases and things like that to get ready for this morning. And the folks at the Carter Blood Center, Carter Blood Center, took care of him this morning, and he donated platelets he was hooked up for about 3 hours.
I don't blame him for taking shots. By the way, that sounds like a harrowing experience.
Yeah. But he was, he got prepped, and he's like, you know, Dad, he was a match for a lady in Phoenix, Arizona, who has cancer, and he donated some platelets to her.
That is really cool, man.
And he just really didn't make a big deal about it, Cool. And he was just kind of, I'm just so proud of him for, you know, him, number one, getting tested, and then him offering the ability to help. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, and he doesn't know this lady, and he doesn't know any of the donors. I mean, he doesn't know any of the recipients. That's something that he just says, hey, test me. And if available, and he happened to be a match of a lady in Phoenix, Arizona, who is struggling right now. And hopefully thoughts and prayers to her that my son can help her, maybe extend her life.
Yeah. Well, you should be proud of that, man. Amazing. I mean, that's awesome. You are so helpful as a guy. I genuinely believe that it's a result of the way that you raised him, that he did something so awesome.
No, I really appreciate that. And I know we're all proud. And here's, you know, Eric and Zach are, you know, with Zach with the new baby, and Dawson, we always kind of talk about you coaching up your daughter and the little one and all. So we're all super proud. Lucius with the baseball playing one. We're all super proud of our kids.
My kids have never done anything that cool.
Yeah. Well, they'll get an opportunity. One day they'll
get
it.
They did play with their poop that one time. That was pretty impressive.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty impressive, by the way. But again, shout out to the folks involved that took care of Bennett, and hopefully it'll work out.
So the platelets aren't the same as the blood type. Like, it's not like just match up the blood type and go get the platelets.
Yeah,
it's much more. It's more like an organ transplant type
exactly,
of match.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's part of it. Is like they said, the way he described it. And again, I was like, when I heard about what he was doing, I was like, wait a minute, is this? What are we talking about? You know, you're kind of concerned. He goes, no, Dad, they walk me through it. This is what we're going to do. And they hook him up in one arm. It goes through, and then it comes out the other arm is what it does. So, but, yeah, the platelets evidently that help fight, you know, what the lady's dealing with. And he just has a match.
Yeah.
Genetically, they have a match. So, I was just like, I was just amazed because you don't know. You're like going, whoa. You know, this sounds pretty significant. He goes, no, Dad, it is, but they've assured me this is how it works and all that. And he's back at home right now, just resting. But I'm super proud of him for what he's done. And again, I thoughts and prayers to the lady who's in Arizona, and hopefully Bennett can help her life be extended.
Thank you, Bennett.
That way. All right. I mentioned that I have some questions for you guys here. The number one question I have for you, I'll start with you, Chief. How about this one?
Uh-oh.
Which day makes you the most upset as a Cowboy fan? Say you're a Cowboy fan.
Okay, yes.
Which day makes you more upset as a Cowboy fan? Is it free agency, the start of,
okay,
or the trade deadline?
Ooh, I think it's probably free agency. It's free agency because free agency, you see like tons of teams are getting in the mix here and there's tons of dudes there for the taking. Like the trade deadline, you got to really find the dance partner, and it's not like there's just a flooding of insane trades that are going down and you're the one team sitting it out. In free agency, it sort of feels that way. So I will say it's this week that is the most infuriating.
How about you, Wooly Bully?
Yeah, it's definitely free agency because, you didn't have a lot going on usually. And the trade deadline, the last couple of years, it's kind of started to heat up to where we're actually getting some fun stuff happen. But, yeah, free agency, you kind of hear the same thing every year. We don't have cap space. They never are going to have cap space. But then you see, you can't pay your quarterback. There's only so many slices of the pie. The Eagles just paid Jalen Hurts, didn't they? And what are they doing today? They go get Bryce Huff, an edge rusher. They go ahead and sign Saquon Barkley. Now, would we have agreed on the Barkley thing? No. But they're also looking at getting an Xavier McKinney from the Giants as well at safety. So they're out here spending money, your biggest rival that have been to two Super Bowls here within the last 6 years. And you're doing absolutely nothing in keeping the status quo. But you'll make the playoffs and you'll lose in the first or second round. So all is well.
Dawson, if you were a Cowboy fan,
yeah,
which day would bother you the most?
Well, for the record, I am cheering for them to win at all times.
Sure.
Okay. It's hard not to living in North Texas, especially with the tremendous business benefits when they win.
Right.
So I do want to clarify that. And all the individuals on that team, I'm pulling for to get as much money from the Jones family as possible before the end of their career. But I think it'd be free agency because at the end of the year, I do imagine there's maybe a 5% chance that they realize how foolish their team building philosophy is and they change course, because they have changed course maybe only 3 or 4 times in their ownership. But, every 7.5, 10 years or something like that, there's a chance that they're like, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should change the way we team build. So when free agency starts and they confirm that they're not, that would be the most frustrating. By the time we're in the middle of the season, usually, either they have a good record or a bad record, and that determines my mood a lot more than, whether they do anything or not.
I'm bothered more by the trade deadline.
Why is that?
Just because I feel like, though, you're in that mode right now. And you mentioned, they've had some successful runs during the season, and maybe it was going to be you added that one extra player. Maybe you got a little aggressive, and that was going to be the player that was going to get you. Last year they're the second seed. Maybe you find a way if you add a player, and who knows. But, to me, I just feel like I never feel like they really help themselves that much in the trade deadline. I just don't. I feel like, though, I understand what free agency is to them. It's draft their players, sign their players. That's free agency for them. And maybe bottom fish on a couple of guys. They did something last year we didn't think they would do, and that's trade a couple of picks, and they knew they were going to get some compensatory picks back, But I would much rather them go for it to try and make the season a success. And I, that's the one that's always disappointing to me. I feel like you could drum up business. This is about money, which they will not spend, only on their own guys. So the trade deadline is the one that always gets me.
Well, in the trade deadline, they did it for Cooks and Gilmore, but the value there is the draft capital. Because most of the time, I'm making a deal at the deadline, I'm getting a player, I'm giving you a draft pick.
But the money, too. They negotiate.
Yeah, but I feel like the money does kind of tie into the trade, right? You get Roquan Smith if you're Baltimore because you're willing to offer him a big deal, which ultimately Chicago didn't want to. So Hankins, they went for 2 years ago. I get the frustration with this year's deadline, though.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like, okay, by the way, I asked some people over there, Mozzie Smith, we don't know if Mozzie's going to play the one or the three on very good sort.
What?
That's insane.
We don't know? We're trying to make Mozzie a three tech?
No, they're going to play him at one.
Okay,
They're going to put the weight back on him or try to put weight back on him and play the one.
Okay.
I was worried that he was losing weight to try and play as a three.
Right.
And I asked somebody that would absolutely know what's going on there, and he said, hey, I'm trying to make him a one again.
Thank you.
So that's kind of where we're figuring that out right there.
Sweet.
Okay, my final thing, and speaking of Mozzie Smith, my final question, you guys, of the two Michigan guys they drafted, Mozzie Smith and Luke Schoonmaker, who needs to have a bounce back season of those two? Schoonmaker and Smith. Who needs to have a really good season for you next year?
Mozzie.
It's probably Mozzie.
It's your first-round pick.
Yeah, it's your first-round pick, and at least you have Jake Ferguson at the tight end position who is a stud, at least when it comes to catching the ball.
Yeah, you need Mozzie to step up in a big way, and as sad as it is, because it's not like Scooney had an amazing rookie year, but he had a better rookie year than Mozzie did, so who needs to bounce back even more so? It's definitely Mozzie.
Dawson, you any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would say Mozzie because your offense was still, you know, league-leading when it came to points, and you know, if Mozzie does have a breakout year, I think it solves a lot of things for you defensively.
They need Schoonmaker to block better.
They do.
They've got to run the ball. And if they figure out the center position through the draft, they need Luke Schoonmaker to play like he's. I've seen some tape of Michigan play. Like, I went back and watched some Michigan players. Mm-hmm. When you watch Blake Corum and stuff like that, Schoonmaker was a much better blocker then. I don't know what's happened to him since.
Mike Solari got a hold of him.
I don't know. But Luke Schoonmaker, I think, needs to really help. If you're going to want to run the football, you're going to need to get better at point of attack blocking, for sure.
That would be awesome if he can help your running game in a big way. I'll take either.
That's it. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Broadus. Yes, NFL news of the day coming up on a huge day of news, Wolchuk. Can you possibly pack it all into one segment?
We're going to try our best. The retirements, the signings, everything the Cowboys aren't doing next on The Fan.
Okay, I want to chat up.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.